Hello, I'm Marcus Alton from the tribute website brianclough.com, and my guest on the next Green Jumper is one of Clough's European Cup winners, Bryn Gunn.
We were good at Mallorca, Callum Mallorca. Yeah, I had at least 10 years going there, probably twice a year. I think they call it team bonding now. To Manchester Arms, the lads used to meet in there. But you have to be fit to do it.
As part of our conversation, we talk about Bryn's memories of playing alongside the magical John Robertson.
It was easy for me because all he used to say was give it a little fat lad, and that was Robbo. And then the rest was history, you know, just give him it, get the ball, give him it. That was my job.
And you did it for many years. What was it like playing alongside the great John Robertson?
Robbo was the best player I've ever played with. But yeah, Robbo did everything, defended for you, just give him the ball, and he was a magician.
And speaking about influential players, Bryn recalls how much he learned from the experienced defender Frank Clark.
Frank taught me a lot of things that I'd never heard of. I was looking for digs, and he actually put me up in his house with his family, which I still owe him for that, you know. But Frank was a model professional. A little bit over the top for me. He wouldn't wash his car or cut his grass after a Wednesday because it's too strenuous. But that's what worked for Frank, you know. Yeah. He taught me to eat the right things on a Friday, and which I thought, you know, you just have pie and chips or something like that, but you have all the proper stuff. And he was the first I knew that had it.
Well, it's funny you should say that you lodged with him, because in his autobiography, he says that Cluffy asked him if he would put you up. And, of course, he did.
He probably said no, but Cluffy made him say, thinking about it, yeah.
Well, I think he hoped that some of Frank's experience would rub off on you.
I left home when I was 16 to come up into digs and stuff like that. And when you're a professional, you have to find your own digs after that. So I was looking, trying to get here, there and everywhere. And Frank said, well, I'll put you up for 2, 3, 4 weeks. I can't remember now, but he looked after me big time, him and his family, lovely.
In this fascinating chat, we also remember Bryn's role in Clough's European Cup winning side in 1980, coming on as substitute in the final against Kevin Keegan's Hamburg.
Frank Gray had been injured from arguably just before half-time, so they weren't sure whether to take him off at half-time and chuck me on or all this business. But he soldiered on, and then roughly 10 minutes to go, he couldn't carry on. So this is the big bit, the confidence booster I really need. He says, you're going on. And Peter Taylor says to Cluffy, he says, well, we're in this now. And I heard him say that. I was trying to get my tracksuit off at the time, and I couldn't because I was panicking. And I heard him say that, so it wasn't a pat on the back that I got. But luckily, I come on, I got a couple of touches, and we end up hanging out 1-0. Yeah. I'm not saying we were the best side on the night, but when you got Shilton in goal and Burns in Lloydy, rock solid, and Burt was up front, you got a chance.
Yeah. Well, you did your bit. That's the thing.
I was there.
You're so modest.
As I say, the boys, you know, I come in and help out. So, but I was pleased Robbo got all the plaudits.
Yeah, he certainly did, didn't he? Mm. And I know you're still modest about it, but the club secretary, Ken Smales, at the time, wrote in December 1980, looking back, he said about you, he only got one touch of the ball in the final, but it was an important one, getting his head to a dangerous ball played into our area. So he thought you played an important part.
I was part of the back four at the time, yeah. I think it was I got a head to it, yeah. Burles went through late on and had a chance to score. I closed the boy down. I didn't get a kick, but I closed him down and he gave it away. So yeah. I got close to that. Yeah. But looking back, you think, oh, what if I hadn't done that and I haven't done this? I fell over it you know, it could have been one each and that would have been the end of me. You know. Oh. But it was good. It was good. It was a good night as well. So afterwards, we were based in the mountains. Mm. So Cluffy's give the usual, nobody's going out tonight. We're going to go back, think what you've achieved, and see you in the morning. So anyway, we all get back on the bus. We go back in to the hills. The big boys, Lloydy, Burnsy, Schultz, Viv, all down the fire escape, taxi into Madrid. And me and John O'Hare sat, just we stayed in the hotel and had a few drinks, raided the kitchen. I was rooming with John, Solly, we always call him Solly, John O'Hare. And I always remember, went to bed, I had the medal in my hand, and I woke up cuddling it and all that. I just looked at it in the morning. I couldn't believe it.
Oh.
Couldn't believe it, mate.
Yeah.
But yeah, we had a few drinks. It was all right. It was a good night. Hello, this is Bryn Gunn, and you're listening to the award-winning Green Jumper podcast.
There was another match I'm going to mention here. It was February 76, a friendly against one of your old local sides in Northamptonshire, Corby Town.
Corby Town, yeah.
Do you remember? And it was a friendly, and I think Cluffy was switching on the new floodlights or something like that, and you were playing in that game.
I think I got took off at half-time.
Did you?
Yeah. I think I gave a penalty away, and I got took off, so that didn't impress me, or impress somebody, but... He also took Martin O'Neill off at his home ground. I think he took Liam off at his home ground in Ireland. So I don't know if it was a thing, but he took me off. I remember because all my family turned up and I didn't come out second half. So, but that was, due respect, that was typical of Cluffy to do something like that.
Yes.
Again, grounded. Keep you grounded, maybe.
Yeah. In the report, it says you tugged somebody's shirt, I think, and it led to the penalty. So do you think that was his way of... teaching a lesson, in a way?
Oh, probably, yeah. Because I remember what he said. He said, if you hadn't tugged him, you still got a score, you know, but you've tugged him and given him an easier chance, really. And he was right. You know, I got caught wrong, so I just pulled him back.
Yeah.
So I might have got away with it nowadays, the wrestling they do.
You were unlucky then, I guess.
I shouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah.
But he doesn't miss a trick, does he, Cluffy?
No.
It's fair to say Bryn will never forget the one league goal he scored for Cluffy back in October 1982 in a 2-0 win at Luton. Unfortunately, there's no video recording of it.
I know people at Luton who try to get it on a television for me because they haven't got it. Nobody has got a clip of it.
No video.
No tellys there. There was no television there. There was nothing. But that was... Robbo went down the left, just knocked it inside, and I hit it first time, and it flew in. And I actually went deaf. And so, I don't know what was happening. My brother was there, who sadly passed away, but he was there. He used to go and watch me everywhere, and he used to have this loud clap, and that was the only thing I heard.
Aww.
And I knew exactly where he was. But that was, Robbo, that was a great, one of the best feelings I've ever had.
I've got a cutting here, as you might expect.
Yeah.
And it's from the Football Post, I think. Gunn blasts the Hatters is the headline. And it says Ian Wallace and Bryn Gunn, with his first goal for the club, brought Nottingham Forest a hard-earned victory here this afternoon. And then there's another cutting. Gunn goal is reward for work. And it says Bryn Gunn could hardly believe it when his speculative 25-yard shot curled into the top corner.
God, it didn't curl. It was an exit set. Flew in. Yeah. I don't mean it curled, but...
There was one report that said from the stand it looked a spectacular effort. And Brian Clough was quoted in this report. It says, it was some goal to get off the mark with. Mind you, he deserved it. He's worked hard at left-back this season.
He'd have said, well done.
Yeah.
Well, it's always young gun, that's what it used to be. Well done, young gun. You get the thumbs up, that's enough. You know,
that
makes you go 6 foot tall. You know, that's all it was. He knew that some people need wrapping up in cotton wool, some needs a rollicking, but that's why he was so good. He knew what to do.
As long as it was a thumbs up, young gun.
Well done, young man. That's it. That's all you need, mate.
Well, you can hear the full interview with Bryn Gunn coming soon on The Green Jumper. And in the meantime, why not visit the Tribute website, brianclough.com. There are more great Cluffy stories there, and you'll also find details about my books, including Brian Clough, The Lost Tapes, which is supporting good causes. And as a Green Jumper listener, just use the code GREEN15 at checkout for 15% off. That's GREEN15.
Don't forget I love you. And be good.
It's always young gun, that's what it used to be. Well done, young gun. You get the thumbs up, that's enough. You know,
that's
that makes you go 6 foot tall. That's all you need, mate.
I hope you can join me next time with Bryn Gunn for more memories of the great man in the green jumper.